Yeah, welcome fans to Prop Sport Does WWE, the podcast everyone loves, as we reach episode 26, as we're fast approaching the road to the Elimination Chamber. Tom McGuire, is that this week?
Yeah, it is. It's a Sunday.
It's Sunday.
Welcome to your weekly dose of wrestling talk, bite of talk.
Are you enjoying watching Super Bowl 1 on your monitor? Because
I'm liking the, what was it, Japanese logo for a sec, the American logo.
It's because it's the USA versus Japan in the main event of the evening, as Ric Flair attempts to, they don't mention this, but Ric Flair fights Tatsumi Fujinami, and they had a fight in Japan, and there was a dodgy ref decision. And Tatsumi Fujinami became the NWA World Heavyweight Champion. But he didn't win the WCW World Heavyweight Championship because they did not recognise that title change.
So you're telling me that the WCW, yeah, didn't recognise something that had gone on in Japan as that actually happened?
Yeah.
Similar to how when Styles and Nakamura faced each other. Oh, they didn't wrestle at Wrestle Kingdom, by the way.
It's a first time ever thing. That's how Ric Flair's 16 world titles is nonky number, because it's really about 22 or 20.
I mean, is nonky a word?
It is now.
Welcome.
Tom McGuire on the wrong side of the desk this week.
I've been a busy boy today.
Busy. But we're here to talk all about professional wrestling, which, in fairness, apart from whatever happened on Raw and SmackDown, there's not much else to talk about. We might just watch Super Bowl instead for the full program.
I'll say this much about WCW. Yeah. I did like their production at times. When the ring rotated for no real reason,
yeah,
I liked that.
That was odd. Shall I show you the debut of Oz before we get into things?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Oz was one of Kevin Nash's failed characters in WCW before he came Shawn Michaels' bodyguard Diesel, which was very good. He was Vinnie Vegas, which was like this gambling fella who was mates with DDP. You know DDP.
I know DDP. For the yoga.
DDP yoga. And he was also Steel from the Master Blasters. Or was he the other Master Blaster? I can't remember. And he was also, because Turner, who owned WCW, owned like all these old films, like The Wizard of Oz. So he was Oz. Because they could use the copyright because they owned it. As opposed to, you know, when you go see, I don't know if they still do them, you used to get British wrestling events coming to your local leisure centre where they'd have The Undertaker, and it was a bloke dressed up as The Undertaker. He wasn't the real Undertaker, he was a pretend one.
So it was someone as The Undertaker. Yeah, okay.
It was like a WWE tribute night. which is easier to do like a John Cena, not a John Cena, but like an Undertaker or a Kane or a Rey Mysterio, because they just wear
their clobber.
Whereas if you're doing the John Cena, you have to facially look like John Cena.
Well, no, but I think the T-shirt, the hat, the armbands and things like that, you can get away with three-quarter jean shorts and stuff.
Yeah. Rip off the music. And people say, why was British wrestling in the bin? So this is the entrance of Oz. We're watching it now. There's the Tin Man.
There's Lion, and there's the Scarecrow. Yeah. Unreal.
There's a fella with hair.
Well, do you remember what I was just saying about, you know, production value?
Have you got off it?
Oh, yeah, that's awful. So much try eyes.
I think we should do a podcast where we just watch old WWE pay-per-views and comment on them. Because it might be more interesting than whatever's happening on Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah, you need a name for it, though. Like what?
PS does old WWE and WCW pay-per-views.
I mean, that's catchy, it sounds catchy.
It's catchy. Here comes Oz, who is Kevin Nash with a grey beard. There's Dorothy as well. This is actually on pay-per-view. People have paid their $19.99 or whatever in 1991 to watch this old crap.
Who pays, by the way, for Odd Sky anymore when it comes to pay-per-views?
I don't know, people do, though, don't they?
I know. Why? And they still advertise it.
I don't know.
But why do they do that?
It does mean we get those specials on every month, which you don't have to.
Well, it's basically plugging it. I understand that.
I'm Scott Stanford.
Yeah, I'm Scott Stanford. It's your buddy, your pal, Scott Stanford.
If it's a good month, you get Kathy Kelly. But if it's a bad month, it's Scott.
Well, it's Scott. Then it's just like, you know, Randy Orton's Greatest Rivals or, you know, or Uncovered from 80s, things like that.
Yeah.
It's weird.
We're still
bizarre.
Waiting for Kevin Nash to turn around.
So if you're still buying it on Sky Sports box office or whatever, no offence, I'm not trying to take away value from Sky Sports.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Sky. Give them all your money.
Give them all your money, yeah.
All of it.
But no, save yourself some money. Get the blooming network. It's free for 30 days.
Kevin Nash is about to turn. We should have put the fader up and just listened to Jimmy and Bobby at this point, Jimmy and Dusty at this point. But there he is. That's Kevin Nash.
There's a monkey on someone's shoulders.
Yeah, there's a monkey on someone's shoulders as well. Would you believe that Kevin Nash would go on to be Big Sex A?
And obviously a WWE and WCW champion, wasn't he? Yeah.
The worst drawing WWE champion of all time.
Is that a fact?
He was at the time, yeah.
Oh, wow.
A fellow in a mask. I think that might be Kevin Sullivan, but I'm not 100% sure.
Well, let's pop this to bed for just a moment.
Right? So let's talk about Raw instead.
And let's talk about Raw.
What happened on Raw last week that you want to talk about?
Not much. I mean, John Cena and Miz opened the show, and I think Miz is going to enter the chamber first, which is now redundant because there's going to probably be two three. Obviously starting. It's very odd, and that's really about it. Ronda Rousey's officially on Raw. We found that out.
That's really about
shocking.
The Revival beat the club because it, 50-50.
Yeah.
Bailey beat Sasha, that was good.
Yeah, and I thought Sasha was going to turn heel.
But she didn't.
She didn't. It's planting the seeds, isn't it?
Good old Nia came out and beat him up. I said this before about Nia Jax, right? The problem with Nia Jax is they want her to be a monster, but they make her up to be an attractive woman, and it doesn't work. You can't have... The monster's supposed to be ugly and, whatever. It doesn't work. Stop doing it. She's not going to win at Elimination Chamber anyway, is she? Because
you can't
make it into a...
Even the stipulation...
Point?
The stipulation of if she does win and then she gets added to the main event match, that's all well and good, but it just takes away from Oscar then. What's the point? What is the point? You might as well put it in the chamber. You might as well have Oscar just watching on commentary. I know she can't speak much English. Better than no, though. And we all know Oscar can kill it in a match, so there's no point. Mickey James and Alexa Bliss. Is Alexa Bliss turning face?
I don't know. There's Kevin Nash, bro. He's just won now. Old Wizard of Oz.
I'm surprised he didn't tear his quadricep up.
WCW. People say, why did WCW go so rubbish?
WCW, which died.
Died today. No, it died a while ago now. He's dead. But it's a shame. What else happened on Raw? Mannion's on you.
Well, no, I was asking you, Bliss. Alexa Bliss, is she turning face?
I don't think she can she?
Well, what's going on with her and Mickey James?
I don't know. Well, she was just being disingenuous, wasn't she? Because that's what, she's a heel, she's supposed to do that.
What? You're telling me bad people are meant to be disingenuous?
Yeah.
No.
And Mickey was,
why are you lying?
so that was good. And in shock booking, they didn't repeat what they did with Absolution on SmackDown with the Riot Squad. Braun Strowman's double bass thing, or cello, whatever it was.
That's become fantastic.
That was cool.
Now, if that doesn't cement him as the top man on Raw, I don't know what else will.
You know, and I know, he hit most of it on the ramp.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It looked cool.
It did look very cool. Elias is really good, obviously, as we know. We're big fans of Elias here. We do actually want to war with him. I didn't at first.
Not,
I do
not
now.
Not watch him wrestle, but just do the chords and that's it.
Being a funny heel.
Yeah.
And Braun, I think I've slowly come to accept that he is the top guy on Raw. He is the top draw. He's the reason you want to tune in, and he's the reason you want to watch.
He does wacky things.
Over
and stuff.
He's got humour as well, which is just another layer to the badassness of him flipping a semi-truck or whatever. And that's all well and good, but I just want him to... I don't know, I want them to recognise that perhaps Roman Reigns shouldn't be the main event of WrestleMania. Maybe it should be Braun.
We'll find out about that, won't we?
In about 6 days' time, at the time of this posting.
Yeah. Finn Balor and Seth Rollins. Burn it down.
Burn it down.
They won a Fatal 5-Way by both pinning the same man.
Yeah.
To make it a 7-man elimination chamber.
Who's the only man?
Why isn't it a seven woman chamber?
Here's the thing though. Who in 2018 could get who's the only man on Raw that could get pinned twice? Of course it was Bray Wyatt.
Bray Wyatt, the big fat dirty wizard. He's still going somehow.
Yeah, so 7-man elimination chamber, first ever. Yeah. Oh my gosh, does that make me want to shoot in even more?
I did like how they did an Asuka numbers video You know, like the Royal Rumble numbers with you.
By the numbers.
She's been on the free yeah. 7 million years and stuff. That was good.
Is she past Goldberg yet?
I don't know.
Or was Goldberg's a load of...
Well, it started off legit and then they made the numbers up, didn't they?
Did so, they?
Yeah.
I knew that. And I've read a little bit about this. But so Oscars is legit, though, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, it should be.
And then, obviously, that's pretty much it for Raw.
That was Raw. Oh,
well, and then the seven-man chamber. Now... Yeah. Here's how we all expected to start with a triple threat and then the people coming in. Fact is, you look back at last year's Elimination Chamber, the new one.
Oh, yeah, they've changed it, haven't they?
It's actually quite naff, the more I thought about it.
To sell more toys, isn't it?
Well, not even that. I think the viewing angles are better, for one. And two, it's safer. It's wooden instead of the steel grate or whatever. And so I watched the first ever one, and you'd watch like Booker T and RVD doing like somersaults on it and stuff like that, and you can hear that and the clank of metal. Here it's like a lovely little pad. You know what I mean? You can hear it. It's like, come on. I understand, but you know, I'm all for safety. But come on, you've ruined it effectively, haven't you? So that's Raw. I'm expecting it to be started as a triple threat. I'm hopeful that it will turn into a triple threat at WrestleMania for Roman and Braun somehow against Brock, but we'll wait and see. And that was our Raw recap.
That was Raw. I've just been looking at the history of the Elimination Chamber. There have been 22. There will be, by the weekend, 22 Elimination Chamber matches.
So the last one was the 20th.
Yeah.
Go up to the top, Rich. So yeah. 2002 was the first one. Yeah. Wow.
It was invented by Eric Bischoff.
Yeah. And I watched Survivor Series. It's a Survivor Series pay-per-view, isn't it? And it's Shawn Michaels' second or third match back, and he wins the title. And he's wearing horrible brown tights. But Saliva, the band Saliva, did a song for it. Always, or something it was called. Always, always.
There's been some really rubbish music videos.
What I like is they took only 6 months, probably. No, maybe more, to do the next one.
Yeah.
And then they've basically gone annual,
annually.
Apart from no, they're pretty much annually, and then it became like everything else in WWE, its own pay per view
because reasons. Talk about pay per views in a bit. So that was the excitement of Raw, which wasn't exciting. SmackDown.
Well, I mean, I've been very open about how I think it sucks recently. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't really shocked by this one either.
No. Do we really want to see Baron Corbin and Dolph Ziggler in the World's Heavyweight title match at Fastlane?
No. Nope.
No. All right, so that's the end of that. Nothing else happened on SmackDown, did it?
I genuinely can't think of anything other than maybe Randy getting involved with Bobby Roode and stuff.
Obviously, Charlotte's going to beat Ruby Riott because she's beaten all the other ones of the...
Two down. Yeah. Two down. Oh, so you're telling me I've got to suffer another week of
Unless
this.
Ruby beats her, because that would be...
That'd be good.
She didn't win, then what's the point of the Riott Squad? Because they've lost, all three of them have lost.
Yep. Yeah. It'd be good, actually, because you'd actually be building, you know, younger talent, getting them to come through. Obviously, the New Day versus Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin, the tag team division, they just put on solid matches, so they're all right. And that's probably one of the reasons to tune in. Other than that...
Oh, there's a pancake thing backstage. That was good.
Yeah. Was it? I don't know.
Do you watch... Xavier Woods' Let's Play channel.
Up, up, down, down.
Yeah.
I've watched bits of it. I've watched certain... Like, I watched a Madden NFL video with Kofi and Seth. That was quite funny.
Seth's really good, isn't he?
I watched a FIFA, which was Finn Balor and Tyler Breeze. They're very good.
I watched him and Tyler Breeze play Wheel of Fortune. That was quite funny.
I think what Xavier did was hop on the same sort of bandwagon that most Let's Players did around that YouTube era of 2014 and just think, let's do this and let's do it now. But the thing is, he's built it with WWE Superstars, so he's guaranteed to get views.
As opposed to my Let's Play channel, which no one
watches. No offence, Richard. Who wants to watch it on a Commodore 64?
Oh, no.
We've got a PS4 and an Xbox.
Got a PS4, though.
Xbox One, things like that. No, I'm not saying you've got it, but you can watch like a FIFA.
You can watch
me
play dominoes and play your cards right. What's not to like?
Well, that. What you just said.
What did I put up last week? I can't remember. I put something up last week.
I watched 205 Live, by the way.
Oh, what happened on 205 Live? Are we starting reviewing that now?
Well, no, it's just I'm actively trying to give it a chance.
All right.
And it's
now it's changed.
The matches are okay. They're pretty decent.
Mandrews is on it now. And he's
Buddy Murphy.
He's not called Mandrews, is he? Because that's a rubbish name.
No, Mark Andrews.
Which is a good name.
Buddy Murphy, he's finally on the main roster or whatever. Yeah. I don't like him for obvious reasons.
Well, indeed.
He goes out, or he's engaged to, or married, or whatever, to Alexa Bliss, my favourite. And then in the mixed match challenge, Lana won.
Yeah.
With Rusev. Rusev. I'm dead. I like Rusev.
Lana number one.
Lana is the best. Lana number one.
Which she is, in many ways. Not for wrestling, though.
Well, Rusev, we always say it, Rusev. One of life's winners.
One of life's winners.
And he, you know, it was all right. I like Elias. Bailey. I'm not surprised that they didn't push Bailey in this. Yeah. And you know what? I'm not going to lie. I thought Lana were all right.
Yeah.
Well, they're amazing, but. Yeah.
That was a mixed match challenge, everybody.
I don't know what else to say, honestly. That was it. That was the mixed match challenge.
We're not watching it, really, are we? It's just sometimes we watch it, sometimes we don't.
Yeah. And that's pretty much it.
You watch anything else?
What, in terms of WWE recently? Yeah. Did I say I watched the Eric Bischoff WWE Network special?
I can't remember if we've mentioned that on air or not.
I don't think we did, but I did watch it, and I just loved the fact that I didn't know this, that he actually auditioned for the WWE.
Yes, yes, yes.
And seeing the footage of that, it's really interesting. That's why I want more of that from the network.
I've seen that before somewhere, but I can't remember where I've seen it. It might have been on one of the DVDs. It might have been on the Monday Night War DVD or something.
Yeah.
That's a good series, by the way. Have you seen? I know it's very much. When I say it's a good series, it's very much written by the winners of the Monday Night.
Well,
Monday.
I did.
It's an all right program to watch.
Well, yeah. So it's kind of similar to how Sting came into WrestleMania, yeah, and Vince wouldn't allow him to win. Probably. No, I haven't watched much about the Monday Night War, but I've
seen. But I guess
seen.
You weren't around for it, were you? So it's not as relevant to you as.
No, but I like reading about it. So when read about it, and then I wanted to watch the clip of when Foley won the title.
Yeah, which is awesome.
So despite it being taped, and that guy going, "Wow, that's going to put some butts in the seats," and apparently everyone turning over to watch it.
Tony Schiavone.
I love the idea of that being a defining moment. That is brilliant.
I watched that, and it was. And you think it was taped in America. It was even later because by that point, Raw was on Sky on a Friday night. So a further 4 days after America, and it was awesome to watch.
Cool.
I'm watching that one. I've got loads of books. I should lend you. I've got a book about the history of ECW by John Lister, a great British writer. It's a really good book called Turning the Tables. You'd enjoy that one.
I did enjoy the Heyman special.
Yeah.
With where you do see footage of Heyman backstage and things like that, and you just hear like Tommy Dreamer talking about how he. Was no other way to say it, an arsehole, but it was an arsehole out of necessity. And things like Joey Styles coming out. Was it Joey Styles? No. If it wasn't Joey Styles, the commentator for ECW.
Yeah,
it was. Of course it was. Joey coming out and saying, people hate Paul because he didn't pay them, but if he'd have paid them, it would have like meant that the Inland Revenue could have come after their money and things like that. And I love the fact that it's sort of necessary evil that Paul Heyman was doing.
I will bring you as well then. The Fallen Riser ECW, which is one of the best DVDs WWE did, but also the companion documentary Forever Hardcore, which Jeremy Borash put together, which is really good as well.
Who just, of course, joined WWE. Exactly. He talked about that the other week, actually, yeah.
So I'll bring you those in next week.
Is he starting on production, or is he behind the scenes with Borash, do you reckon?
I think he'd be behind the scenes. I don't know.
It'd be good behind the scenes, because I think...
He might replace Scott Stanford on those pay-per-view things.
Well, where's Scott going?
I don't know.
Don't start a rumour, like, if we can't back it up.
I don't want him to replace him. Elsewhere, there's not really much going on in terms of news this week. They have announced that single brand pay-per-views are coming to an end after these two, which is good. So Fastlane and Elimination Chamber. Well, I guess if it's a month where it's not a SmackDown pay-per-view, you have to... just drag everything out for ages until the next event.
But the thing is,
and as we see with SmackDown at the moment, it's bad enough as it is sometimes without having to drag things out even longer.
I'm understanding that, but the thing is, I think that you're now not going to get enough talent on. This is the thing.
That's the other problem, is it? But I guess you just have to be more creative. I guess the concern is you're going to get more 3-4-man main events. Woman.
So it's apparently...
So, yeah, but they are going to be longer.
Oh, God, they're too long as they are sometimes. So you tell me...
Yeah,
right,
what
okay,
it means,
hang
you know
on.
What it means is you'll be picking and choosing more what you watch.
Right, so with 1 hour kickoff shows featuring two matches that potentially be moved to 6 p.m. American time, that will push the total length of B-level WWE pay-per-views to 5 hours. This is not going to be good, I think. In the long run. But I'd love to be proven wrong.
Yeah, I mean,
it's February now. But, we might be talking about it in November going, oh, great to see.
When you think of it, it's 5 hours instead of 2 4-hours in a month.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
You know, 'cause, you know, suppose.
There were some of those months we got 2 pay-per-views, didn't we? Not always. But it was like a bit, oh, I'm going to watch this one. No, I'll just watch it in the morning. I'll read the reviews.
Very odd, that. Very odd. I was a bit surprised that they'd done that.
Yeah.
They gave it pretty much, what, a year and a half at single brand?
Well, I guess the thing will be coming up, won't it, after SmackDown, after WrestleMania, the draft. Plus new people.
Oh, no. It's not a draft anymore, is it? It's a Superstar Shake-Up.
Superstar Shake-Up.
Yeah.
TM.
Those are my initials.
or whatever else. So, I don't think there's anything else really gone on, has there? We could talk about what's on Raw tonight, but by the time people hear this, they've probably watched Raw.
Well, that's the main news, really, isn't it? And that's,
there is no other news.
But if there is anything news or anything you want to let us know opinion-wise...
You showed me last week Being the Elite, which I still haven't watched properly.
Oh, it's fantastic.
But I love the theme tune.
The Elite. The Elite. The reason I like The Elite, and I know I've been behind the bandwagon of mostly everyone else, so if you've seen it already, you know why it's good.
It doesn't matter.
But the fact is, you get into it and you enjoy it, that's all that matters. And so I got into it probably a month or two ago, and I watched most recent, like 10 or 12, yeah? And they're just really good because it's the story of the Bullet Club. The Bullet Club could be its own thing. Obviously, in Ring of Honor, in New Japan, everywhere else. That's fine, yeah? But the fact is, they continue with their storylines and their own personal things. And right now, they're building up to what could be the biggest storyline in 2018, and that's Cody versus Kenny Omega.
Yeah, because has he left the Bullet Club?
Yeah, for the Bullet Club leadership. And that could sell a pay-per-view. Super Kick Party.
You can't hear it. I'm playing the theme underneath you talking about this. It's really good.
I love it. I do love it. And the Young Bucks are very talented. Kenny Omega's very talented. Cody Rhodes, I don't know if we can still call him Cody Rhodes. It's just Cody, isn't it? Yeah. With Brandy in tow. They're great.
She's allowed to be still called Rhodes.
Is she?
Yeah. Because she was never... What was she called in WWE?
Not JoJo. What was it?
No.
I can't remember.
Making some noise.
Stop it.
This guy's a great theme. I keep playing it over and over and over again.
But yeah, it's definitely worth watching if you're a wrestling fan. If you're not in, if you're just into the casual WWE, it's definitely worth watching because you can figure out what's going on in the Bullet Club and why everyone's marking out about the Bullet Club. What was her name?
Scroll down, it'll tell you. It'll say former names.
Eden
Styles.
No, but not related to AJ.
Styles.
Not related. Not related to AJ.
Too sweet and everywhere.
Richard, put the Elite away.
The elite.
For that reason, I do think you should download and try New Japan World.
Yeah, I just don't have time to watch everything.
Well, I'll give you my login.
Yeah, well,
I'll give you my login.
Don't say that, they'll come and get you.
No, off mic.
No, the people say, don't be sharing your thing.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, dearie me.
Fun fact, ex used to use my Netflix for a very long time until I actually found out, and I was like, I don't remember watching... movie with Hugh Grant or whatever. So,
did she end it or you end it?
Well, the relationship on the Netflix.
The relationship.
She ended it.
Oh, we certainly should have cut her off from Netflix.
I didn't notice though.
Change your password and everything.
Well, this is what I'm saying
she
to you.
Know
so
you
if
picked
I
up
give
on
you
your card, did she?
No, but no. Oh, but sorry. If I give you my New Japan thing and we end up falling out, don't use it.
I probably won't use it. So it's all right. What have we learned this week?
Yeah.
Not just anyone.
The Elite have got a great theme. And we'll do it again with next week, yeah?
Can you imagine professional wrestling in the Winter Olympics now?
Yeah, I could.
It would be good. Ice wrestling.
Ice wrestling, yeah. Last week, you know who'd be really good at that?
What's that?
Rusev and Goldust.
Yeah.
Because he's got the full body suit.
Rusev's nice. I showed you last week the Disco Ladder Match off air.
That was awful. It was the worst 20 minutes.
It's on the YouTube. I'll tell you what I watched yesterday, because I was killing time after I finished work at 11 o'clock, got home, and I have to wind down after work, can't just go to sleep. So I put on YouTube, because I could watch an episode of NCIS or something, but I need to concentrate on that.
Whereas you are a big fan of NCIS,
aren't
you? I
like NCIS, yeah. I'm gutted that, I can't remember what the character's called now.
So it clearly affected you.
Yeah, she's leaving, and I can't remember her character. Abby's leaving.
Right, okay.
I just know her by her actress name. So I'm gutted about that. But I could watch that, but it's an hour, and you have to concentrate to know what's going on in the storyline. So instead I just put on YouTube and I watched some random old computer stuff, which I always do. And then it came up on my timeline. You could watch Tennille Dashwood.
Oh,
formerly
first...
Emma.
Yeah.
Versus Rachel Ehling with Lance Storming. Have you seen that?
No, was it a it was one of the first matches in, yeah, and I think it was for Women of Honor.
No, this was called, I think it was some kind of like Wrestling Has a Future or something. Which is a bit of a strange name.
That is a bit of a strange name. But I watched her first match, I think, that was in Ring of Honor, which was for Women of Honor or something, and she was in a tag match. Good to see her getting, obviously, a good pop and everything. I think she was a talented wrestler, and I can't wait to see more of her.
There's a very funny spot with Lance Storming, which I'll show you in a minute. But
was he reffing?
He was the special guest mega referee. There you go.
Wrestling Has a Tomorrow. Yeah. What a great name.
Anything else you want to speak about? Or is that it for this week?
No, I think that's it. Thank you very much for having me. I like you hosting because I feel more relaxed.
I do like as well how James Ellsworth got a NWA World Heavyweight title shot.
He didn't.
He did. Look, it's there. Against Mr. Mickey James.
Oh, jeez. Oh, he's from Gladiator, isn't he? Oh, it's,
he's from Gladiator.
Magnus.
Yeah. Magnus, yeah.
Well done, Magnus.
He's from Gladiators.
Mr. Mickey James.
The rubbish second version of Gladiators.
And on that note...
Well,
oh, brilliant! I think
as opposed to the rubbish first version of it, yeah.
Right,
match of the week.
Let's see your match of the week.
3.25 stars, apparently, from Dave Meltzer in 1991, Super Bowl 91.
And we were talking about it at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, I've tried to like avoid not just making this all matches from the Midnight Express, who are the greatest athlete that ever lived. So to kind of circumnavigate that rule, it's the world's television title, and it's Arn Anderson, the greatest television champion of all time.
Best spinebuster ever.
Versus beautiful Bobby Eaton, who by this point has split away. For the
Bobby who?
Bobby Eaton.
Eaton?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because what happened is they offered the Midnight Express like contracts, and it was rubbish. So Jim Cornette and Stan Lane left and went to form Smoky Mountain Wrestling. And Bobby stayed because he needed the money. Because they said, you stay, Bobby, because you need the guaranteed money, and we'll just go off and play professional wrestling for a bit. So he fights the world television title against Arn Anderson. Spoiler alert, he wins. But then he ends up losing it to Stunning Steve Austin. And then he and...
With hair at the time, or not?
Yeah, and then he and Arn Anderson form a tag team who go on to win the WCW World Tag Team titles. And then it's all the Dangerous Alliance and stuff, so they all get back together.
Now, the Dangerous Alliance, we were talking about... I was talking about Paul Heyman and that thing.
See,
the Dangerous Alliance was in that DVD, and I really... Yeah. I was interested in it because he knew straight away, did Paul Heyman, how this guy was a great talent. Yeah.
Look at Arn Anderson there with the World Television title.
Great man. Great.
He does this.
I watch Arn Anderson's, like, some of his matches... Yeah. He was solid, wasn't he? He was an absolutely solid worker, wasn't he? And the thing is, as well, when you learn about... Oh, there's the cutthroat thing. Ugh! When you learn about the Four Horsemen and everything, how he was the enforcer, things like that, it just makes me love him even more. I think it's great. Ooh, before we do go...
Yeah, yeah.
Have you read some of the... I bought Richard a book, everyone.
I haven't read it yet, no.
No, right. And I bought him JR's book because I got you for Secret Santa... And then
utter failure of an event.
Yeah, it failed as an event. And then I said, right, I'll get it later after, hopefully when my wage comes in. And my wage came in and I bought that and another book. Well, just for this specifically. If it was this specifically, we'd be on a pittance. But,
a paperless and contract. 10 pence a month.
Hence why I keep listening and refreshing the feed 20 times. So I got you that. So let me know how you get on with that and if I can borrow it after you. And with that, JR, if you'd like to send me a copy, please do. Cheers.
Did you get any other book? Were you going to say you got another book as well? Or you just...
Yeah, but it was like a recipe book. it was nothing to do with wrestling.
You know there's a WWF cookbook?
No.
Yeah.
Why are you lying again?
I'm not.
Let me guess. Is it? Who would have been cooking in the 90s or something?
Can you tell? Here it is.
Oh, it's JR and the Rock and the Steve Cold Steve. Oh, I can't even say it's Stone Cold Steve Austin on the front. What?
Can you take the heat? The WF is cooking.
They really did sell themselves out for anything, didn't they?
Do you want me to bring it in?
No.
I've got it.
No.
I've got all the recipes like by the wrestlers.
Richard, stop. Right, we need to go. We've got lots of things to do on Proper Spot.
Yeah. All right, so we'll be back next week to talk more professional, including the Elimination Chamber, because it'll be finished.
Yeah, I'm looking forward. I'm actually, you know what, I am actually looking forward to the women's one. I'm looking to see how it was similar with the Royal Rumble, how the mechanics of it will go.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. But Richard, thanks for having me.
Well, it's okay, and I'll have you again next week. And on the air as well. Thank you very much for listening. Like, subscribe. But what's the other things we tell them to do? Tell all your friends.
Not that last bit,
yeah.
But the podcast. Ta, bye.
Bye.